A new development this afternoon in the JetBlue pilot meltdown. Pilot Clayton Osborne has been formally charged with obstructing a flight crew. His erratic behavior caused an emergency landing of a flight from New York to Vegas the other day, and a group of passengers wound up tackling him and restraining him until the plane made an emergency landing in Amarillo, Texas.
Well, joining us to talk about all this, CBS News aviation safety expert Mark Rosenker. Mark, good to have you back. Thanks so much.
Good to be with you this afternoon.
Have you ever heard of an instance like this before?
Actually, I've heard of just a few, one of which was a co-pilot on an Air Canada flight that occurred back in 2008 where he needed to be sedated and taken from the flight deck. And then, of course, we don't know exactly what motivated the Egypt Air captain to take that aircraft down. So this is a serious issue that must be looked into, because what we had here was a picture-perfect captain that had been flying for JetBlue for more than a dozen years and all of a sudden went off the deep end. What is going on? What needs to be looked at in our Class 1 physicals from the FAA? Do we need a better psychological profile before we give certification to these people? This was a terrible situation.
Right. And of course, those are questions we're not going to be able to answer at this moment. So let's shift a bit to what happened on the plane and the other captain who locked him out. How did they handle it?
I think this was handled extremely well. Based on what I have seen from the criminal complaint, the pilot began to act unusual during the first parts of this flight. He actually showed up late, didn't get the appropriate briefings, and then, of course, was acting very strangely on the flight deck. The first officer did exactly what he was supposed to do, tried to make sure that he made sure that he had control of the aircraft. He had tried to get him to leave the flight deck, and he successfully did that. And then at that point, he locked the door. And this was a picture-perfect handling of getting the captain off of that flight deck.
Now, when pilots fly, obviously, it is a physical job, and it also requires a lot of skill and alertness. Are pilots required to get periodic mental health evaluations during their careers?
Well, what happens is you must take a Class 1 FAA physical if you are a commercial pilot flying for the airlines. Depending upon your age, up to the age of 40, you would do one of these very comprehensive physicals once a year. If you are above 40, and this particular captain was, he was 49, he needed to do one every 6 months. This included a psychological examination, but it isn't a very heavy one unless, in fact, there appears by the flight medical examiner to show some disturbance there.
Okay, thanks so much, Mark. We really appreciate it.
Good to be with you.
Thanks. It's CBS News aviation safety expert Mark Rosenker.